CliffCentral.com.
A very good afternoon. Welcome to the Cliff Central Youth Leadership Platform. As per usual, you're sitting with your boy Bongani Tau as your host. And the Youth Leadership Platform is brought to you by Student Brands and Leadership Platform. This is our second segment. We just had a lovely segment with the Ambassador of Hungary giving away 100 scholarships for South African students to go and study in Hungary. So we hope that you guys will download the podcast for more information, and as well take a hold of this opportunity and use it effectively and wisely. It doesn't come by that easy. Joining me for the second segment, which is the best segment, I guess, sure. The creative segment, the showcasing musical talent, is the Ultratone Sounds. Yep. So I've got V Underground Records. Yes, I've got V Underground and the team. So I'll start from my left and I'll have you guys introduce yourselves and then we'll take it from there.
Hey guys, how are you doing? My name, first of all, is Raza, aka Raza Ultratone RUT. I'm a spoken word vocalist, DJ, and producer for Ultratone Records.
Hi guys, it's Vusi here, aka V Underground, and the producer. I produce, I'm a DJ, events manager as well for Ultratone Records, and yeah, that's me.
Okay, I go by the name of Gen V. I'm also a DJ producer from the team, so yeah, that's what's happening.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's exciting to have you guys as well.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of hip-hop cats, a bit of R&B, a bit of African sounds.
Yeah.
We haven't really had deep house in the building.
Yeah.
So what we like to do, starting off the show, is doing a profile type of approach. Get the listeners to know who we have in the studio, where they come from and things.
Okay.
And then we build up from there. Yeah. So we'll start with, who is V Underground first? Mm. Where do you come from? And where did you grow up?
Okay. V Underground, basically, as I said, is a producer, is a DJ.
Yes.
And I come from Val.
Okay.
That's in Vereeniging. That's where we come from now.
Gee. That's what I'm talking about.
You know? Yeah. So I grew up in Vereeniging, and I started my whole career in Vereeniging as well, you know. I worked at Soul Candy as well. Before that, I was a student at Soul Candy. Mm-hmm. I did music production, advanced music production. I did engineering as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I did music business as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and then from there, basically, you know, I was a studio freak, you know, so I decided, you know what, and at that time, I did my classes, and then after doing my classes, I used to go to a studio and then block out any students from coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then they decided, you know what, we're not going to finish your course,
mm-hmm.
in the next 2 years, but this time you're doing it for free in exchange that you become an intern lecturer. So I became an intern lecturer at Soul Candy for like a year. From there, I used to skip my classes because I was always in studio.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, you know,
chasing the dream. Yeah.
Yeah. And uh-huh. you know, they decided, you know what, just go to studio. And I went to Pyramid.
Okay.
At Pyramid Studios, at uh-huh. the Soul Candy Pyramid Studios. And I worked there. Yeah. Basically, that was where I found, you know, at the hammered piece. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I worked with Mikasa. I think the first track, I think from Mikasa, you know it.
These streets. Okay.
Basically, I worked with Dr. Duda.
Gee, okay.
Yeah.
From the production point of view.
So he heard the beat and he was like, give me that beat. Give me that beat. And then he just put some sounds there and did all of that, you know?
What?
Yeah. So it all started. I went there and then I worked with like RJ Benjamin. I've worked with a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
In 2012, released my own album as well. It was the title of the album was called Altitude.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was Candy Roots volume 2, right?
Yeah.
Candy Roots volume 2.
Well, Candy Roots, I remember a lot of lovely, decent, deep house tunes from there.
Yeah.
What were some of the songs that were on that compilation?
Kelowandi featuring Meska.
Okay.
What was it again?
You had the one with Ronna Ray.
Do You Want It? I had the other one with Rosal the Waters. I had a track with RJ Benjamin.
Charlie Mon Games.
Charlie Mon Games. And it was a huge album. It was a
Candy Roots 2 was probably one of my favorite compilations to come out of Soul Candy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked with a lot of people, man. And then when they decided, you know what, let me sign you as an artist, I was like, yeah. I'd rather have like the contract, you know,
okay.
in terms of running the whole label, because already you had Altitude running, you know. So I decided, you know, to do that. And there was a mess up and it never happened, and, you know. So along the way, we decided to do our own thing.
Now, a lot of people got to see you when you were doing things at Soul Candy.
Yeah.
But they really never get exposed to what happened before you got into Soul Candy and how you actually got into Soul Candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Run us past it. Because, you know, a lot of people think that success is overnight.
Yeah. Yeah,
they see you today releasing an album and they think to themselves, oh, okay, probably he has money, probably has those resources.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because he's from Soul Candy, but they don't know what dues you had to pay to get to that.
Exactly. Yeah. For me, getting into Soul Candy, I don't want to lie. It wasn't like, yeah, you know what? I want to go into Soul Candy. No, it was something that just came to that point, you know. Already when we were there, Altitude was already running before I even went to the school, you know. So it was like, it just came with what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was hard and it's still hard.
Yeah.
You know, me and my boy here used to run, like be on a train every day, you know, a train is something else, man. You know, being,
especially the public one. Right?
Exactly. The public one, you know, and we were on the train for like, how many years? 2 years.
Yeah.
For like 2 years straight. 2 years, 3 years straight. And we were going to Soul Candy every day. You know, so it was about, I think it was more about the passion that got me where you are today. You know, the passion, the drive and all that. And still today, it's still hard. I'm not going to say we don't have, we're not billionaires.
Yeah.
We don't have all the money and all that, you know, but it's still hard. You know, when you have to release an album, you see it, you know what, there's not enough resources, but you know, either way, you have to do it.
And how is the journey like for you, being with V?
Oh, okay.
Traveling all this time, going to Soul Candy, using trains for the most part of it.
Okay. I would say, firstly, what I liked about the whole team itself, we had the same vision. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We knew what we're doing, so it was more of really pushing this thing more than anything else, you know. So yeah, I met the team.
We were very young, man.
I was still young, man. You know, but to put it proper, I think I met V at Soul Candy. I was a student.
Okay.
I understand. So from there, we started exchanging music, only to find we formed the same hood. So it became even stronger. You understand? So yeah, it has been, all about that though, you know, about music, you know, producing, knowing, cause I, at the end of the day, you understand, this music thing, I think it's more of, really understanding what is it, like the, you know, it's not just music itself. It has business inside. It has you understanding how to be a brand and how to go about to be a brand. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it was not just production or you understand? It had so many things, man. It's business at the end of the day. You understand?
So what got you guys now into production before even getting into?
Okay.
Soul Candy.
Yeah.
Why production? You could have sang, you could have played the guitar or done any of those things in the music industry.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, when it first started, I was a DJ.
Okay.
You understand? So as time goes, I was like, nah, man. You know, you outgrow this whole thing of just DJing, you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's where I got the desire to really go into production side and it's been a long journey, but it's all about that, Joe.
Passion and perseverance. Mm.
Well, the reason I went into production is that I know I couldn't sing for nothing.
Not even to save your life.
Not even to save my life. But I loved this music thing, you know.
Yeah.
I loved it so much. And I decided, you know what, if I cannot sing and if I cannot write music, because clearly I cannot write music.
Why not production?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't write music. You know, I could put words together, but that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know what, let me just do something that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I did the production thing because I figured, you know, if I cannot sing or put words together, maybe the music or the production can say something, you know, for me. So I did the production thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then went to production, went to DJ, and we decided, you know what?
Mm.
I think it's not, and along the way you see that it's just not about music and singing anymore.
Cue that.
Know?
Yeah.
It's about the business side as well. And that's when this thing of a music business came in, and we decided, you know what, we're going to do this one. Yeah.
You've worked with some of the country's most powerful vocalists, especially being at Soul Candy. Give me two of those artists that you've worked with that stood out for you and why. In terms of vocalists that you worked with.
I don't want to lie, the best vocalist I've ever worked with was, who's this chick again? Faith Falak.
Faith Falak.
Yeah, Faith.
Okay.
Yeah, Faith.
What song did you do with her?
Raza.
It's called Daydreamer. It's track one on his Candy Roots album.
Yes.
Okay, Daydreamer.
Daydreamer, yes.
Right.
I did Daydreamer. And the other vocalist should be Earl W. Green, actually.
Okay.
He was the lead vocalist on what was that Valsol.
Okay, yeah, that but
that song, Harima Bebeza.
Harima Bebeza.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the whole Kenny Roots album was produced by me and him.
Okay.
So we worked on the album together and the guys as well, you know. So, yeah, I could say those are the two best vocalists I've ever worked with, basically. In terms of big people, RJ Benjamin.
Okay.
And G something, but every track we've ever had never came out.
Why? Why not?
Because at that time when we were supposed to release, the Mikasa thing was in place, and they were like, "Ish, you know, we cannot now."
Oh, okay. You know, release music there, and then release music there.
Which is which? Because they were still trying to build the Mikasa brand.
The brand, well. Yes.
Yeah. So it was, yeah. Yeah.
Now you went on to be nominated for the MTN Awards, which was a very big achievement your side.
Yeah.
What was the experience like? That, you know, there are people out there at that level that are recognizing your music and your art, and they're appreciated to nominated to be part of the South African Music Awards.
Yeah. For me, it was a big experience. Although I was a kid at that time, I didn't know what was happening. I just like, yeah, MTN Music Awards, I'm going there, you know? And I don't want to lie, I never did any connections there because I thought, you know what, I'm here, I'm having fun, so why do anything?
Yeah.
Only to understand, after all those things, I could have done this, could have done that, could have done this. But look, for me, it was a great experience, you know, being there, just say on the floor with other artists, people you see on TV. And, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was a big thing. It was a big thing more than just a thing. You know what I'm saying? It was just big.
Who have you always looked up to who is a producer in your space?
I love Bodhisattva.
Okay. Well, okay.
I'm always an internet. I love Bodhisattva. There's music from was it Frankie Feliciano?
Oh, Frankie Feliciano, okay.
Yeah. I'm into Mark Bandy.
Mark Bandy.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically those are my top, I could say my top three.
And all those guys are like soulful, deep, jazzy sounds that I really like.
Bodhisattva is more of your, you know, African
sounds.
Hard and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I was into that. You know, when you come to South Africa, I would say Cuba.
Okay.
Yeah, Cuba is like top. Sadis G, I was in the same class as Sadis G.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Sadis G is good as well. I love his music. The Ice, okay. The Ice is one of the people as well. So, yeah.
Who would you like to work with going forward? Both vocalist and from a producer's perspective. You and Dr. Duda have killed it on these streets.
Yeah. Hey. Producer side.
Let's stick to vocalists. let's stick to vocalists because I'm sure the ladies and the gents might be listening. And
producer side, I would say. I mean, vocalist side.
Vocalist, yes.
Is it Ayanda? Who is it? Ayanda. Did a song now of Sirleaf G, the new one. I forgot her name. Amanda Ayanda. I forgot her name. I would still love to work with, J something as well.
Okay.
Again. There's not too many.
There's Monique, Benyam.
I know, but
Monique.
The thing is that I've always told you that, you know, I don't like working with, but you know, I would, but it's always nice to work with those people as well. You know, Pusha, Monique Benningham and all those people.
Let's talk a bit about the Metro FMs. They are, you know, hot on social media right now.
Yeah.
There's quite a number of things that happened. What are you guys' thoughts on?
I like the Ricky Rick speech.
Okay.
That was
expanding
dope.
That.
That was dope. I know. You see, I cannot go into detail.
Well, not necessarily what's the word I'm looking for? You know, not to go against your principles or say something that would put your brand in jeopardy, but just in general, your feelings about what went down.
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch the Metro FM.
Okay,
but I loved what Rick Rick said, and it's really a reality of what's happening. You know, but in general.
It's hard out there.
It's a lot of politics, a lot of things happening, and you know, and he was right in saying, you know, if they don't take it on radio, you know, just go to the net, bro.
Yeah,
that's where it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
And do your own thing there.
You know, basically that's what we're doing as well. We basically. You know, if radio doesn't take it, you know, it doesn't mean if they don't take it, then everybody won't like it.
Yeah.
You know? So we just put our music on the net. We just push it.
Speaking of which, you've released an album. Should I call it an album?
Yeah, I think.
More like compilation.
More like a compilation.
Yeah.
Run us through it quickly. Please hold it up there.
Okay. Altotone Selected Cuts. This product is very, very special to us. Like, in case people don't know, I'm going to tell you, we've been working on this album since 2013.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
All right.
We were supposed to drop this album with Soul Candy 2014. And we were supposed to drop it with, I can't remember who else, in 2015.
All right.
So that's kind of what's been pulling us back. We got to a point where, like he said, like you lose this thing of wanting to get your music out there because no radio station or no label wants to take you in. You know what I mean? So we came to that point. We were like, guys, okay, this is the reality right now. If we don't do anything about this music, it's going to end up gone or forgotten. You know what I mean? Mm. So we were like, we're going to drop this album. We're going to drop a digital album on our own label. We're going to do everything ourselves.
Yeah.
And yeah, we led up to that 2016. The whole of 2016, we were working on this album. Released a couple of singles as well, just to get people in touch with what this guy does, what this guy does. So when the album drops, not everyone is clued up, you know what I mean? We tried to get everyone clued up as to what Altotone Records is about, what kind of music we do. And then this was it. We dropped the digital album in December, 10th of December. We started getting response. Like, we were like, okay, this music is out.
But
a lot of people complaining, like, guys, we don't have access to Traxsource.
Yeah.
We don't have access to iTunes. Yeah. We were like, guys, what are we going to do now? We said together, we were like, okay, we're going to print 200 copies of this album. If you want a copy, get at us. We'll deliver it to you whichever way possible. If you're around Joburg, Val, whatever, just give us a call. We'll get it to you. So that's kind of the campaign we've been doing for the last 3 weeks.
So what can people expect from
Altotone?
Yes.
Having said what I said, that this is the old music. You guys are in store for a surprise, man. There's a lot of music.
So it's the classics that we really love and appreciated with your Candy Roots and
the first compilations. We're just setting the tone for what our albums are going to be like from now on.
Yeah.
It's going to be music from obviously all the artists in the label, features, singles, and then music from other guys we've been working with as well from outside of our own stable.
Okay.
So we're actually doing this as trying to bring up our hometown as well, the Val. Because there's not that many house vocalists and house producers in the Val, but we're going to get everyone that we can onto this project, the next project.
The next project's coming up. Mm-hmm. So how do people then follow the movement, the Altotone Records? How do people get in touch with you to know what's going to happen next?
Basically, they just have to follow us on our page, Ben.
Okay. What are some of your handles?
Altotone Records SA on Facebook.
Okay.
On Twitter at Altotone SA. On Twitter at Altotone SA as well. I forgot the Instagram, man. I don't know what's the
Instagram is also Altotone SA, but to make things simpler for everybody, just log on to our website, altotonerecords.co.za.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Last message to our listeners. But the young ones trying to pursue their passions and have a lot of challenges like what the likes of Ricky Rick were voicing out.
Just do your own thing. Mm. Just do your own thing. Just push your own music.
Mm. Yeah.
Make sure you're on the net. Make sure, you know, people see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you have music videos out there. That's one thing we targeting this year.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. If it doesn't happen that it doesn't play on TV, there's always YouTube, bro. Mm. Exactly. So, yeah.
Thank you guys for coming through to the studio. It's been a blast hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of time, we will have to end it here. But I guess the conversation will continue on social media and other platforms. And you're looking forward to see what next comes from Ultratone. But we'll keep playing your music as well from our side. Thank so our listeners at home, thanks a lot for tuning in and being part of the show today. Hopefully you've learned a lesson or two. Keep pursuing your passions. Steve Jobs was thrown out of Apple right after starting it. And it went very much down. After a year, he brought the company back up. Whatever challenges and mountains that you have to climb in your life, sitting in a train like V Underground, do that. Pay your dues. Mm. One day you'll be recognized. For me, Bongani Tau, we're signing out. Thanks for tuning in to the YLP. Uweleng ale ngolwandle ungisithi sithandwa sami ngifisa ukumbona njengamanje ngabe nginamaphiko Bengizondiza, but only in my dreams is where I feel you.
cliffcentral.com.